For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. After the U.S. Supreme Court removed all stays, the state of Missouri executed Herbert Smalls late last night. Smalls' execution was the third in the state in as many months. The pace of one execution per month is a sharp uptick from recent years past. The state has had problems obtaining the drugs to carry out executions. Now its supplier is a pharmacy that isn't licensed in Missouri. Mike O'Connell with the Missouri Department of Public Safety defended the state's attempts to keep the supplier secret.
Again, this was upheld by the United States Supreme Court, and it was carried out in a lawful, constitutional manner.
Several lawmakers have called for investigations into how the state gets a hold of the execution drug. Meanwhile, another execution is set for next month. University of Missouri curators have agreed to hire an outside law firm to review the school's handling of a former varsity swimmer's 2011 suicide. The nine-member governing board voted late Wednesday to approve system president Tim Wolf's request for an independent legal inquiry into the case. No firm has been selected, but the university expects a report to be complete for the next board of curators meeting on April 11th. Wolf says the university complies with rules set for reporting sexual assault and mental health matters, but a review of Sasha Menu Curry's story might help the system improve its response.
The hiring of that independent counsel that has the expertise to ask the right questions and look in the right place gives us the best possibility of having a true understanding of the events that surrounds this tragic situation.
University leaders say they didn't learn about the purported attack until after Menu Curry committed suicide 16 months later. The case has since been referred to Columbia Police. Legislation that would allow medical professionals to refuse to take part in procedures that violate their religious or personal beliefs was heard Wednesday by a Missouri House committee. Marshall Griffin reports the proposal is a priority of House Speaker Tim Jones.
Among those testifying in favor of the bill was Tyler McClay, General Counsel for the Missouri Catholic Conference. He says the specified medical procedures covered in the bill are narrowly tailored.
And I think most people would understand if a nurse came in and said, I have a problem with participating in a in vitro fertilization procedure, for example. It would not allow a nurse to come in and say, I'm worried about getting an infection from a brain procedure. It wouldn't cover that situation.
Opponents testified that the exceptions seem to fall entirely within the field of women's health care and thus result in discrimination. A similar bill passed in the House last year but died in the Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
State residents who pay tuition at the four schools in the University of Missouri system can look forward to flat tuition rates in the coming academic year. University curators voted Wednesday in Columbia to freeze resident tuition at current levels for the 2015 fiscal year. Most students at the state schools in Columbia, Kansas City, Rolla, and St. Louis will pay $8,335 in tuition starting in the fall. The university says it has raised tuition and fees over the past 5 years by an annual average of 2.2% compared to 6% to other public campuses in surrounding states. Those hikes came amid 34% enrollment growth since 2000. Non-resident tuition will increase by 1.5% to 3%, with graduate tuition increasing by 1.5%. The U.S. House passed the Farm Bill Wednesday, moving the bill on to the Senate. This after House and Senate negotiators earlier this week agreed on compromise legislation combining each chamber's drafts. As Harvest Public Media's Peter Gray reports, this 2014 Farm Bill has been a long time coming.
At least one Farm Bill watcher from the Midwest is pleased that Congress has finally reached an agreement on the Farm Bill after years of debate. Jonathan Kappas, who teaches law and policy at the University of Illinois, says negotiations dragged due to the size, roughly $1 trillion, and complexity of the bill. But he says it also got hung up by the budget reduction discussions that have been dominating in D.C.
And I think you compound all that with what has become a very partisan environment in Congress. Just kind of all those forces really added weight to this bill to trying to get it across the finish line.
One of the biggest changes in the new farm bill is the elimination of direct payments to farmers. Instead, risk management will shift more to crop insurance. The bill also trims some farm programs and the federal food stamp program. These cuts are estimated to save $23 billion over the next 10 years compared with current spending levels. Peter Gray, Harvest Public Media.
Missouri women would have to wait 72 hours to have an abortion after initially seeing a doctor under legislation endorsed by a state House committee. The bill endorsed by the House Health Care Policy Committee on Wednesday would align Missouri with Utah and South Dakota as the only states with 3-day waiting periods. Missouri's current waiting period is 24 hours. Supporters of the bill say a woman needs more time to make such a substantive decision. Opponents argue extending the waiting period poses a logistical barrier designed to push a woman further into pregnancy before an abortion and increases the risks. More than a dozen people, picked from among scores who wanted to speak, reacted to proposed changes in state control over failed or failing Missouri public schools. Initial focus was on Kansas City yesterday evening. Dan Verbeck reports nearly all who spoke want to keep local control of the schools.
Public testimony taken by Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education was first in a series around the state. There are multiple plans to change failing schools, including Kansas City's, and some elements would bring in new school operators, change financing, and end overall teachers' collective bargaining. Melissa Eddy was among a few who were open to removing local control.
You're afraid of an inconvenience, of someone coming from the state to give you some direction. You know what's really inconvenient? Is being illiterate.
Mark Redant said for years he's watched rotating consultants and superintendents who failed, but stability is returning.
I think we've got momentum, and I'm begging you to please let us see it through.
Largest criticism was to a private consulting plan for change for Kansas City, the CEE Trust. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Verbeck.
For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.